Praise God. Let's sing number 304, In the Garden. Yesterday we sang In the Garden, the beautiful garden of prayer. Well, I imagine we're singing about the same garden. So let's sing with that understanding. Come.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share is very rare. None other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is singing. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share is very rare. None other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go.
Seated,
and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Oh yes, Lord, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Thank you, Savior, thank you, Jesus, precious Lord. We love you so, we love you, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise your holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus calls us to fellowship with himself. And that's really the essence of prayer, isn't it? Our purpose of prayer is to spend time with him, to be in his presence, and to allow him to work in us and through us. And so Jesus calls us to fellowship today, to come closer, to get to know him better. Praise God. And we want to give him that opportunity to come to us. Praise God. And so here we are. Let's expect God to meet us this morning. Let's pray for the village and the cottage that God will bless down at that end of the camp. They're having their meetings probably at the same time that we are. And so let's believe God with them. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have given to us, a day to find you in a greater way, a day to experience your touch and your working in our lives, a day to enter into answers to prayer. And Lord, we claim the answers to the prayers that have gone up for the young ladies down in the village and the boys and girls in the cottage. We pray, Lord, that today you will manifest yourself in all of their gatherings, that they will become conscious of your presence, of your love. We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to and deal with each one according to their need and your desire. And we pray, Lord, that you will pour out your grace today to enable there to be a good response to the call of God this day over our lives. Bless and anoint those that minister, Jesus. Oh, let all the counselors be in faith. Let them be at your disposal, Lord. Use them as you have gifted them, Lord. We pray that, Lord, each one will take their place. And, Lord, we pray that you'll just cover those children, those young people with your precious blood. And we pray that the power of that blood will bring about the deliverances, the changes in their lives that you've brought them here to receive. And so, Lord, let this day be what you want it to be. Give us faith for what you want to accomplish today. Put light in our soul, Lord. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. We also pray you'll bless us here in this meeting this morning. Thank you for drawing so near to us already. And Lord, we pray that we'll be very conscious of your nearness throughout the meeting, and that you will give us ears to hear and hearts to respond. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned last night that that there are memories and experiences associated with these songs that we sing, these hymns particularly. And some of us began to speak about a song that God made a blessing to us, and when that happened and how that happened. When we sing In the Garden, I always think of a tract that I read by General Booth. He was the founder of the Salvation Army. And one day he was traveling on a train, and he had a vision. And he saw a dark sea, and people were drowning in that sea everywhere for miles around. And then there was a great rock that rose up out of the sea, and there were people that were finding refuge or help to safety on that rock. And they made their way over to the rock, and they were able to climb up out of the water. And then they began to reach out to others, devising different ways in which to help them get onto the rock, throwing out branches and finding ropes or whatever they could. But then there was another group of people that they climbed up higher on the rock, and they started settling down and making life comfortable for themselves up there. And they had little tea parties and so on. And they were waiting for the Lord to return. And they were just all occupied with Jesus coming back. And so they were up on the top of the rock, and they were looking up to heaven and waiting for the Lord to return. And as they're looking up for the Lord is down in the water. The Lord is there in the dark waters trying to rescue people and get them on that rock. And he's calling out to the people to come and help him. Don't just wait for his return, but there's a work to do. Come and help him. How can you so quickly forget where you had been, what you had been rescued from? And how have you lost sight of others that are drowning and in need of your help? And I always think of that when I sing that last verse. I would love to stay in the garden with him. I so enjoy fellowship with Jesus. I long for him to come to me. And that has its place. We need to spend time alone with God. But then he says, but he bids me go. It's time to leave the garden. through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. You know, there's a lot of sorrow in the world, a lot of heartache, a lot of people that are in great need. And through their sorrow and their cries, we hear the voice of Jesus calling to us. Come and help me. Come and help me rescue them. Help reach out, extend the gospel to them and the love of God. And so there's a good balance here in this song, isn't there? It starts with our fellowship with Jesus and our being in prayer with him, alone with him. But then God wants to meet us in prayer so that we can he can equip us to reach out to the lost, to give us a heart of compassion, and to share the gospel with those that are perishing. And so I think about that every time I sing this song. I also think of the story of Mary at the Garden Tomb. I'm sure that it's based on that passage in Scripture as well. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and so on. We know that Mary went to the tomb, and while she was there alone, Jesus appeared to her and he spoke her name. And she recognized that it was Jesus, not the gardener as she had supposed. And so, you know, these songs connect us with Bible stories, with other truths that somehow the Lord has brought to our attention. And so that's one reason why this song is so precious to me. I love the melody. I feel the touch of God when I sing it. But it makes me think that my first call is to come to know Jesus and spend time with him. But then he doesn't want me to just selfishly stay there, but he wants me to bring him to those that are lost and perishing. And he can show us how to do that, and he can make us effective and anoint us so that we can be fruitful in our reaching out to the lost. Praise God. Maybe there are others that have a testimony of that sort, or whatever the Lord may put upon your heart, but let's continue to worship the Lord this morning, and let the Lord lead us in this meeting. Praise God. I was glad for the way the Lord met us last night, and for those that were able to stay to pray, and the sweet time of fellowship we had together. And so God has something new and fresh for us today. Isn't that wonderful? And so let us just give ourselves to him, as has already been mentioned this morning around the table. Praise God.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus again.
And he walks with me and he talks.
singing that song. 483, is that right, Brother Paul?
Yes.
Let's sing that first verse again. Now, when we finished singing the first song, I noticed everyone was standing. And I don't remember saying, did I say to stand? I'm glad you did.
I'm,
okay. I just, I got to keep a check on myself. I've been doing some strange things lately. Okay. Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by His presence all divine, true and tender, pure and pure. Oh, how blessed to call.
Something about him that has become precious to us. It happened that Sister Gerda got a jump on you on that 2 months ago, and Wednesday morning service in Ridgewood, and she had Dominic brush up on some of the hymn musically. You know, he does that. He makes it bigger and more illustrious, and so that's what he did on the piano, and he did well. And then it came that it happened that some people had birthdays, and so they asked that we would choose a hymn, my favorite hymn, yeah. And so I said, well, I know 500 songs, so where do I begin? And it happened that this hymn 104 was something that was going around in my heart for, weeks. And it's like, I remember Calvary. It begins and ends with Calvary, yeah. And so the song is precious, and of course the lyrics speak to our hearts. Where he may lead me, I will go, for I've learned to trust him so. And as you read some of these hymns, you get gripped with a tremendous commitment to like shape up, to do what it says. We sing these things. I've been singing songs for over 80 years, and you kind of sing them automatically sometimes, and like you have to stop and think and say, hey, what am I singing? What am I praying? Some of them are prayers, like the Psalms. So anyway, this becomes pretty sticky and very important. I learned to trust him, so yeah, tomorrow. How about now? Mm-hmm. I remember 'twas for me that he was slain on Calvary. And then, of course, the chorus, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Sometimes I don't sing it out loud at 2 o'clock in the morning, but it does come to me during the night sometimes when I awaken in between and go back to sleep. But this song has been sticking to me for like weeks. He shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. That's nice. For remember Calvary again. It begins and ends with Calvary.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me.
Another one of those songs. As of old, he walked in Emmaus with him to abide. So through all life's way, he walketh ever near our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just the same today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we just pray right now, Lord God. We're so thankful that you love us and you love China, Lord Jesus. God, we lift up the church in China, Lord Jesus. We stand in faith with them, Lord God, that you're going to prosper them, Lord Jesus. And you see the hindrances, dear God, but we pray thy will be done, dear Lord. That nothing would stand between you and your word, Lord God, and these people, Lord Jesus, that you want to see them come to a saving knowledge. Lord Jesus, we pray for the children, Lord God, that, Lord, that you would make a way that they can hear your word, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you are able in these instances, Lord Jesus. And God, we pray that you will give us 10,000 reasons to sing your praise, Lord God. And we're going to do that here at camp, and we're going to do that when we see what you're accomplishing around the world, Lord Jesus. For your glory, in thy name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we believe you, Lord God. You are able, Lord Jesus. Oh God, you're able, Lord God, to do, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
Again, for those that didn't know it, perhaps.